Well, look at you, soldier. You know, you said you were going to take me somewhere nice. I had no idea you were going to dress up for it. Oh, well, I honestly kind of just expected you to keep your uniform on. You know, straight from work, out to the restaurant. But this is nice, honestly. You know, you bothering to put in some effort? I appreciate it. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess these threads kind of serve multiple purposes. Nah, this is more of a casual look. I mean, sure, it's got the tactical pants going on, and the shirt can be worn with my uniform, but I mean, I was remembering you saying you liked the way it looked on me, so, I mean, why not wear it, right? Yeah. I appreciate your flexibility with it. Alright, so, where are we headed? Oh, come on now. You asked. Yeah, that tends to be how it goes. Person who asks is the person who makes the plans. Well, I don't think it just applies to dates. You know, I'm pretty sure it applies to friends hanging out too, you know? Well, I don't know. What do you want this to be? Okay. We'll just say couple of friends, for now. Well, for later, I don't know. I'll leave that up to you, too. Well, this is a fancy place. Nah, it's nothing too fancy. It's nothing that's gonna scare me off. Although, I just hope this place doesn't come with a huge price tag. Oh man, you better believe it. I mean, some places, it's absurd. Even the country club on the base is nuts. When was the last time you went there? Oh man. Nah, it's... How do I put it? They're trying to fashion themselves after Red Lobster. Yeah. It's like, first of all, yuck. I mean, Red Lobster and Applebee's. Ugh. They're like old American people restaurants, you know? God, I haven't been to either of those voluntarily. My dad used to take me. He was an air serviceman. Yeah, he's the one that kind of got me into the military service, you know? That's all that talk of patriotism, serving the Constitution, fighting for your country and your freedom. Yeah, I bought it. I bought every line he sold me. the truth is a little bit more complex, huh? Yeah. I mean, sure, you can be a patriot for your country, but not everyone seems to agree on what that means. I don't want to get into philosophy right now. I mean, I just want to hang out, you know? Just spend some time with you. We haven't really, you know, goofed off like this since, God, since basic training. How long ago was that? I mean, you're a sergeant now. Yeah, I'd probably be around the same rank. Maybe a little bit higher. If I'd stayed in. Nah, they don't really have ranks like that in the CIA. Yeah. No, I'm a special operations officer. That's the official title. Yeah, CIA nabbed me pretty quick in basic training. It's why you haven't seen as much of me lately. Well, you know, it's work. It's going around doing all kinds of special forces bullcrap. It's not something I can actually talk about, especially in public. What about you? Business as usual? Find the bad guys? Yeah. Be nice if there was like a little lull in warfare. All of us would just get to enjoy a little breath of peace. Yeah. Instead, the world always seems content to try and tear itself apart, you know? Ah, it's just... I don't know. It gets tiring. I'd much rather have a peaceful life. But I can't. Not with all the bad people out there who want to do bad things. But that just makes me appreciate moments like this all the more, you know? Well, just spending time with people I'm close with. Good people. People I can depend on. People who take me to fancy restaurants that aren't quite like Red Lobster or Applebee's. You're kidding. It closed down? Were people just not going? Oh, God. That's pretty wild. I have to admit. Well, it's just, you know, I thought that it'd be something that lasts forever, you know? It's a big old chain restaurant, like Outback Steakhouse. God, imagine the day when one of those goes under, huh? I mean, sure, Red Lobster wasn't the biggest one by any means necessary. Oh, I can just picture the outrage. And they'd blame young people, too, you know that, right? Just like, oh, why aren't young people spending their money at these ridiculously expensive restaurants where you have to sit down, wait for your food for 40 minutes. Everything's dark. There's terrible mood lighting. they have crummy sports playing in the background. Yeah, you know, I mean, if I want to drink and I want to watch some sports, I can go home for that. I'm going to be realistic with you. I don't feel any obligation to support my local bar or whatever. I can just go home, get a Dos Equis or something. Modelo. Oh, fuck. I'm not picky about brand. Okay, sometimes I'll do Coors Light, but that's like the only light beer I'll go for. Yeah. I don't try to indulge in beer and alcohol and stuff. But, you know, sometimes. Because it messes you up, you know? It does. It does. Excessive drinking? Okay, my dad drank so much after he retired, after he stopped having to do PT. He ballooned up, okay? He looked like, Jesus God, he looked like Tony Soprano, you know? That guy, I don't want to say he looked like Homer Simpson, okay? But like there was visible distension of his gut from how much he drank. And it wasn't just beer, okay? He enjoyed his liquor. Oh, he was a pretty mild drunk, actually. It's nothing would faze him. It was impossible to pull 5 sentences out of him. But yeah, my mom got some peace during those nights. Nah, he was never violent with us. You know, I know a lot of other kids whose military parents were pretty rough on him. I'm grateful my dad was just kind of a layabout, you know? Well, he never really wanted to spend time with us, aside from glorifying our nation's history. You know, when we lived in New England, every other weekend, we'd go to the site of some historical battle. When we lived in Washington, D.C., every other weekend was, yeah, let's go to the Smithsonian. Let's go to the Washington Monument. Let's go to the U.S. Capitol. Let's go to the Pentagon, you know? God, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm blabbing about my whole life's story. And it's just, I've been blabbing this whole time, haven't I? See, you're too nice to me. You can't let me get away with just blabbing away. You're not my therapist, okay? I'm not here paying you for all this. You know, you asked to hang out, and here I am giving you my life story. Well, you know, if you ever feel like opening up, you know, I'm here too. No, hey, it's okay. You know, I get it. You're a lot more reserved than I am. That part hasn't changed. Yeah. Oh, he's kind of a wallflower. I mean, you're happy to listen to what other people have to say, but when it comes to opening up yourself, it's a bit hard, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, no, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? You're you. And I'm not asking for any kind of change, you know? I mean, it's not like we're in a relationship where we have to make compromises or concessions for the other person. We're just, you know, two friends chatting, hanging out, sitting at the bar with our menus in our hands. Oh, it would have been a little bit awkward if I said, you know, just sitting here with our dicks in our hands. We should probably decide on something to order. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. The pretzel bites look like a pretty good starter. You're going to think I'm boring for the entree. Southwest burger. Now, I am a man of simple tastes. You know what? I will spice it up, though. Instead of French fries, I'll get pickle chips. Yeah, I know. You're hanging out with someone exotic now. Yeah. All right. Order of the pretzel bites. Let's do some cheese dip. That's a tough choice. I'll just do straight up cheddar. Which is probably Velveeta, let's be honest. Yep, smokehouse burger with pickle chips. Medium rare, please. Perfect. You? Whoa. Look at you getting something fancier than a burger. I guess the military refined your palate, huh? Oh, no, trust me. Life of a special operations officer is not that glamorous. Sometimes I had to eat dog food out of a can. Other times, I had to eat dry dog food. Or cat food. I mean, the people where I was were starving some of the times. Yeah. No, I... Honestly, there were days when I was just like, oh, I can't wait to get back to that base and dig into a can of Fancy Feast, you know? Oh, God. Fish guts and hot dog stuff. Delicious. No, I'd wash it down with half a canteen of water. Oh, sometimes they'd have like aquavit or vodka. Yeah, they would grow it using potatoes or, you know, steal it from the enemy. Days like that, I'd treat myself to a second can and just wash it all down with liquid fire. Yeah, I couldn't taste anything after that. And my throat was burning. So I kind of forgot about all those meat bits and gravy. And it was a real treat when we got the cans that said made with real vegetables. Ah, man. MREs don't sound so bad now, do they? Oh, no, no, no. It is not the same stuff, okay? I'm sorry. But, like, Salisbury steak and, like, the rest of the crap they put in those, I'd say a few degrees higher than the dog and cat food. Yeah. Yeah, there's still people out there resisting who have to eat stuff like that. You know, if I could, I'd bring them all here, treat them to a nice burger. But it's never so simple, is it? Yeah, that's why we keep fighting. So that one day everyone can enjoy a nice, greasy Southwest-style burger. Maybe some pickled chips. Enjoy some of the finer things in life. Yeah, like company with a good friend. Yeah, I appreciate you letting me vent. Just being there for me. That's what I need a lot, you know? I can tell this stuff to my therapist, but, I mean, they wouldn't get it. They haven't been through the same stuff we have, you know? They don't understand what it's like to fight for your life. Or fight hard. To know someone for years like this. trust them explicitly. Yeah, if you say so. All right, I'll try opening up more, if you think it'll help. Gives me an excuse not to talk your ear off, huh? I'm glad you don't mind the sound of my yammering. So, oh, dang, the food's fast. So, why don't you go ahead and tell me what you've been up to, huh? I promise I'll be good. Lips focused on eating. And my ears will be open. Just for you. All right? You got my word.